Hi, good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. And if back is not appropriate, where were you? We started at 12:05. But don't forget, podcasts readily available almost instantly after the program because Max is here working the board and jamming stuff into the computer and as soon as we hang up and good stuff. My guest today, Neil Edley, Chief Innovation Officer at Sugar Plum Chocolates and DM Snacks. You heard, I think, in the beginning, you said it all began with a humble bridge table, a microwave, and a crock pot, and a spark of inspiration. And maybe that's why they call Neil the innovation officer, because if you can take that kind of operation and turn it into a successful chocolate-based business and then go online, you know, I guess maybe one of the silver linings of COVID, you think, Neil?
Yeah, we were very fortunate that people wanted a snack during COVID, so they kept us alive.
Wow.
And
so
not many people were fortunate.
Yeah.
And we actually, back on the Sugar Plum side, a lot of places closed for Easter that year, and my God, the Easter Bunny visited us for a whole week and kept us really hopping.
Oh, that really, really hoppy and happy.
Yes,
I think that's so cool. So
DM Snacks.
Yeah, that's it. Go.
That came out of the COVID era, and people wanted a snack, and also we wanted to fill a void of creative gifts for men, and then we get people saying, well, what about women? So that's why we've changed it over to DM Snacks, and it's Delish Mix, crafted for snack lovers.
And I like that.
Hey, it takes innovation to be innovative.
And that's why you're the innovator. Yeah, good.
Absolutely. You can't do AI for everything. I better be quiet. It might come after me.
Nah.
So basically, the Bar Cart Sports Box, which you have right now, is one of our best innovations. From chess playing to fishing, it covers all the best sports, and then the snacks are just so out of this world. Have you tried some of the habanero pineapple with the spicy cashews and the cranberries?
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's so good. And coconut curry peanuts, and there's some different flavored corn. Like corn, we take not just regular corn nuts, but we flavor them to unique flavors and take it out of the box.
The box that I have, Neil, starting at the top, has cinnamon butter almonds, bourbon crunch blend, harvest zest sticks, honey roasted almonds. I think the one you were talking about was different than what I have.
Yeah, we have different variations.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Available for sale. Some people don't like spice.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Being in the barbecue capital out there.
Yeah. But so looking at the box, first off, kudos for packaging. I'm thinking that's the innovator in you. But you have all kinds of, not just gift boxes, you have other forms and varieties of food products. And I didn't, you know, when I first got this and I went and checked it out, I looked at the nut stuff. But you've got meats and nut and meat combos, whiskey infused, Bar Cart snacks. That's what the box that I have here with me. And you've got stuff that comes in bigger containers, bags, and tins. And these are great gift ideas. And, you know, I mentioned it before, and even though you're not quite as old as me, you're probably at a point in life where you don't need things. And if it's something you really need, you get it yourself.
But 100%. 100%.
Food, snacks, fun things that you wouldn't normally buy for yourself, to me, make the perfect holiday gift, whether it's Thanksgiving, Halloween, or certainly Christmas.
Agree. These are something that are enjoyed by everyone.
Yeah. Wow.
If you don't enjoy it, give it to somebody else and they'll enjoy it.
Oh, no, they're going to enjoy it. I'm looking under holiday stuff, and I think this one, Burkhardt's X12 Vintage, that's the one I have, I think.
Yes.
But there's such an array, and did I read right? You can customize a box?
Yes, that you could choose 6 different flavors of nuts on the website.
Wow. I just think that's so cool. And like I said, the packaging, and you got a good staff, obviously, you know, just putting the things together, especially when it has to be customized, has to be somewhat of a challenge. And that we haven't even spoken about getting the products. But before we do that, talk about some of your best sellers, your customer favorites, things like that, that you really hang your hat on.
Customer favorites. Well, our bourbon pecans are some of the best out there. We have bourbon honey pecans and bourbon pecans, and they come in a 14-ounce tin and a 5-ounce box and a 2-ounce box. And these have been a real customer favorite around the country. And they are available in our 2-ounce size in world market nationwide.
Oh, wow. I do bourbon tastings, Neil. You know, auction packages.
We'll have to send you some of these.
And pecans are one of the best nut if you oven roast them a little bit so that they're – I like them to where they almost start to look too dark, and you think, oh, well, you burnt them. No, you didn't. And taste those with bourbon. So that sounds really cool. And it's available. Say the stores where it's available. So, like, if somebody looks.
It's available on dmsnacks.com and in World Market nationwide.
World Market. I'm going to go there tomorrow because I plan on having a bourbon tomorrow. Okay, I want to let's take one more break. I want to talk about sourcing because, again, the business aspect of businesses like what you do and like many of the guests that I have, because it tickles my fancy, is something that I'm always curious about. You have to have somebody that is like your sorcerer, my word. You know what I mean? Somebody that's out there going to the food shows and looking for purveyors that can bring something good to the party that you can buy in large quantities. And that interests me. Am I wrong? Do you do that?
No, absolutely. That's part of what I do.
Yeah. All right.
That's my job.
Let's take one more quick break. Folks, when we come back, we'll talk a little more with Neil and wait till you hear about the wine of the week. Guy and Beth just came back from Santa Fe for the Wine and Chili Fest. And we revisited some old friend wines, and we tasted some new and innovative wines. I wish you could have been with us. It was tremendous. And the wine of the week is a Paul Hobbs sub-product. It's called Cross Barn. It's a Chardonnay. It's not on the shelf with Jacob until probably the end of next week because I bought it all. Sorry. We'll be right back. Don't go away.